Growing with Stanvik. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The main news at 8. The headlines: Enoch Kavindele warns of potential confusion as presidential nomination payments begin amid PF leadership uncertainty. Economists caution Zambia's economic gains remain vulnerable despite improving indicators. And in global news, Trump considering resuming strikes in Iran. To present the main news, my name is Christine Ngusha. Former Vice President Enoch Kavindele says confusion is likely to arise as Patriotic Front presidential aspirants prepare to pay nomination fees this week amid uncertainty over the party's legitimate leadership. The Electoral Commission of Zambia is expected to begin receiving presidential nomination fees ahead of this year's general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kavindele notes that while all individuals claiming to be PF president might have secured the required nomination fees, it remains unclear who will be officially recognized and permitted to proceed with the payment. He added that attention will be on which contenders present valid documentation from the Register of Societies as required during the nomination process. Mr. Kavindele further described the situation as unfortunate, stating that the PF had been advised to resolve its internal leadership disputes earlier to avoid such uncertainty.
We don't really know who's going to go up and file. It's a pity. I've always told them that they needed to come up with one presidential candidate. But if there are so many who all wanted to be president, then we just have to wait and see. No one can miss. But there will be confusion for certain. Confusion is anticipated because I assume each one of them has got their money already somewhere, ready to pay. But there are qualifications. They have to produce a piece of paper from the Register of Societies so that they qualify to be the nominated ones or the nominees. Otherwise, even I could go there with my money and say I'm president of this party or that party.
Climate change expert Lydia Chivambo has warned of a possible drought in the 2026-2027 farming season, urging policymakers and planners to be climate vulnerability sensitive when making decisions around food security. Her warning comes amid concerns from economist Kampan Bashula, who has called on government to strike a balance between maize exports and domestic food requirements, noting that climate indicators point to a potential drought in the upcoming season. Ms. Chivambo explains that reports indicate the El Nino phenomena or drought will occur more frequently, probably every 3 or 4 years. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Ms. Chivambo emphasized that the change in weather patterns, it is not a guarantee that Zambia will experience good rainfall in the next farming season, as science has predicted frequent and even more severe droughts. She has attributed the change in weather patterns to ecological disturbances resulting from urbanization and industrialization.
The current reports, also even including in our national adaptation plan, it has mentioned that this, the El Nino phenomenon, which was a drought, will be happening frequent, probably after 3 or 4 years. So meaning even our planning should be in such a way that in case we have the El Nino phenomenon, which was a drought that we had, we should have already prepared that we have enough food reserves. And food reserves for us is not also just maize, but diversification of our crops. So meaning even our planning should be done in that frequency of the severe extreme weather patterns that we are going to have.
Former Lumezi Member of Parliament Munir Zulu says the defection of Luangeni Independent Member of Parliament Moses Moyo to UPND does not come as a surprise. Mr. Zulu has told Phoenix News that Mr. Moyo's move has vindicated a number of people, particularly in light of his conduct in the National Assembly, where he also serves as Second Deputy Speaker. He added that Mr. Moyo's decision to join the ruling party had long been anticipated. Meanwhile, Mr. Zulu has accused security agencies of attempting to abduct him for reasons he says remain unclear. Mr. Zulu states that he has been on the wanted list of security agencies since the Easter period, adding that he is ready to face whatever may come his way.
He's always been your PND, but when we spoke, we were condemned. We were the bitter ones. Now we are being verified. Nelly Muti is UPND, Atraksa Chisangano is UPND, Moyo is UPND, but when you speak, we are condemned. I've just been told I've been on the wanted list from the Easter weekend. I'm told they were looking for me for things I don't know. They are not comfortable with my being free. They think that I hate them.
The Zambia Land Alliance has appealed to Zambians to ensure that all land transactions are conducted legally, stressing that adherence to proper procedures is key to protecting investments and promoting order in land ownership. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole says following proper procedures when acquiring land is key in preventing financial losses. Commenting on unresolved issues regarding provision of alternative land for some residents of Kasompe in Chingola, whose houses were demolished last year, Ms. Msole says such can be avoided if proper procedures are followed. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Msole warned that individuals who legally fail to do so can result in significant financial losses. Ms. Msole has explained that developments on improperly acquired land are often not eligible for compensation as due process would have been followed, emphasizing that acquiring land through the correct legal channels is the only way to safeguard investments and property rights. He has further stated that compensation should only be considered for individuals who have acquired land legally, saying where developments are demolished for public or lawful purposes, affected individuals deserve to be compensated for their losses.
Once you begin to compensate illegal developments, you'll be encouraging illegality. So as Zambia Land Alliance, we advocate for people's land rights, but we also advise and sensitize people to acquire land correctly. Because if you don't acquire land correctly, you end up losing your hard-earned money. Because whatever developments that you're going to put on that land will be lost through demolition, and so forth, and you may not be compensated because you did not follow the due process of acquiring the land properly.
In global news, Trump is reportedly considering resuming airstrikes in Iran after talks over the weekend in Pakistan failed to bring a lasting end to the war. The Wall Street Journal reports, citing unnamed United States officials, that the president is considering strikes in addition to other measures, including the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, which Trump announced on Sunday. The White House said all options are on the table when asked about the newspaper's report. This and other stories on the BBC.
Opposition supporters in Hungary have been celebrating after a landslide election victory for Peter Medja after his pro-EU teaser party that sent shockwaves across the continent. They've won more than two-thirds of the seats in Parliament, which will allow them to change Hungary's constitution. Many European leaders have hailed Peter Medja's victory. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it showed Hungary had chosen Europe. Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz called on Mr. Medja to join forces for a strong and united Europe. The US military says the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz will begin on Monday afternoon, Iranian time, and that will only affect vessels travelling to and from Iranian ports. President Trump announced the move after talks with Iran failed to reach a peace deal.
Now take a break.
From analog to digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Phoenix FM, rising for 30 years.